Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the first annual, the smoke seems to be covering me and not you. And also, I have to live here. I have to live here.
Hi.
Welcome to the first annual late night alternative talent show, dear listener. We haven't got any musical fanfare or anything.
But imagine some.
Imagine some production values.
What? What do you call this?
Big show, right? We're going to start on that. We're 5 minutes early, so we're just letting the audience come in, okay? We're going to start at 9, so we don't want any stragglers. But there is a chance for you tonight to win £250 at least. Let me just put this in the chat, okay? So tonight's show is sponsored. We've got our usual sponsors, but the PayPal.me, isn't it? But the get your hand off my arm of my chair.
Oh,
please.
Come on. Get it's stuck. Talent night.
Should have bought a better chair.
I should have.
We have our usual sponsors. Tonight's event is sponsored by GELaw.co.uk, who gave £200 to the prize pot. And our favourite sponsors of the moment, Poseidon.
What safety
that's it,
management.
Isn't it? Who gave £201 and a penny, right? So we've got a prize pot of £401 and a penny. First prize is a minimum of £250. I've put a PayPal link in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Any money... You didn't get the bits of paper like I asked.
What bits of paper?
I asked you to get two bits of paper from the printer.
Oh, man.
Any money that we make tonight...
One moment. Whoa! You know what? It's a lot like sitting next to you.
Any money that comes in on the PayPal, not the bits or the subscriptions, any money that comes in through that PayPal gets put into the pot. There will be cash prizes for first, second and third. First prize at the moment, minimum £250. Okay? Minimum of £250. So if you go to that PayPal link, you put more money in, that will get put into the pot. Okay? Now... Before we do that, because we're going to start at 9 properly, right? I thought we'd play a little game. It's going to be some show tonight. We've got some on email.
I haven't got a pen.
Could you go and get a pen, please? Oh, there's pens here. I'm giving out the rules, and we'll do it at 9.
Let's do it.
But first of all, I want to play a little game with you. I want to play a game. We do a little thing where we listen to bits of Alan Bezick. We'll try not to get banned tonight, Jet, but we can't promise it. Hey, Sour Sven, welcome. It's not normally as smoky as this. I want to play a little game, right? So Alan Bezick, our favourite presenter at the moment, and it's a joy. It's an absolute joy. I want to play a call from last night. Here we go. This is the call. Got straight to it. So can we get to the beginning? Right, so we're going to play a call, and then I'm going to ask you a question. It's just for fun. Here we go, it's just for fun.
BBC Radio Manchester.
It's just for fun, all right?
Go Lancashire.
Here we go. By the way, that stair is big tonight, isn't it? It's big.
0800 218 22.
I missed that the first time. He said dicking about.
That's good. Pick up your phone. Have you say talk about anything. There we go. Katie.
Listen to this.
Oh, hello, Alan. How are you?
Hello, Katie. I'm very well, thank you.
Wasn't that news bulletin depressing?
Just after 11 o'clock at night, and I heard this go out live. Someone texted it to us or tweeted it to us as well, so thank you.
I think they're kind of designed to be.
I've rung up with a query, and it's rather banal, but recently...
I'm tempted to phone into Beswick one night, but I don't really have anything to say. I would like to phone him up, but...
You're just fangirl all over him.
Yeah, I would.
You have been answering questions on a lot of topics, and I can't stop thinking about a book that my parents had in the kitchen. It was very old, and it was called Enquire Within Upon Everything.
Right, here we go.
And as soon as my parents went out, me and my brothers always turned up the very intricate diagram of a human hermaphrodite, just to see what it was like. And I've never forgotten
see
that.
What it was like.
I know.
Talk about hermaphrodites, okay?
But you've told us about the Big Bang. You've identified when time started, and you've given advice on forming relationships and hybrid cars. But my query is...
No. So, what we had so far in this conversation... First call after the news.
Yes. Oh, isn't the news depressing? Anyway, let's have a little wander down slightly pervy memory lane. But I have a question. It's probably banal. What could it be?
So we've laughed at hermaphrodites. She's then reminded us that he talked about where time begins.
Yes.
He has done. It's lovely to hear. Hybrid cars. Mm. He's given relationship advice earlier on in that show.
I mean, which he'll give again because the person keeps ringing up and asking the same questions.
So what could the question be? Any suggestions in the chat? We'll take it. There's no prize for this. Any suggestions in the chat? We'll go back a little bit. Just have a little bit of a 60-second recap of what we've had so far. Here we go.
A query, and it's rather banal, but recently you have been...
You two are absolutely disgusting. Don't delete this yet. I think it's shameful how you bully and humiliate people with mental health issues live on air. You both should be ashamed of yourselves. Lance! Can we read the rest of that?
Yeah. Catherine, you're the most disgusting person I've ever seen.
That is true.
Okay.
That's true. That's true,
and
actually. That's
the way you
point.
Laugh and make snide remarks when people phone in who clearly are suffering mentally. Who do you think you are? You're a failed journalist whose career has come down to hosting on a seedy little bully show.
Now,
isn't that interesting that it starts out with a dig at you and then always goes on to me?
Who is that? It's obviously someone that we've blocked before, which is fine. Lance? Block, please. Thank you. So let's go back to this. We're not going to let anyone drag us down tonight. Fun. Lance, ban them, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's have a little listen.
Wasn't that news bulletin depressing?
I think they're kind of designed to be.
I've rung up with a query, and it's
if
rather
them,
banal,
if one of the mods could
but,
block that, that would be wonderful.
But
thank
recently,
you.
Recently, you have been answering questions on a lot of topics, and I can't stop thinking about a book that my parents had in the kitchen. It was very old, and it was called Enquire Within Upon Everything. And as soon as my parents went out, me and my brothers always turned up the very intricate diagram of a human hermaphrodite, just to see what it was like. And I've never forgotten that. I know you haven't gone into that on the programme, but you've done...
I think it could be the Wait woman.
Is it?
Could be the Wait woman, although I thought she was a bit older. Anyways, carry on.
You've told us about the Big Bang. You've identified when time starts.
By the way, just look at those viewing figures, guys. Just look at those viewing figures. That'll do me.
And
I think we're broadcasting around the world tonight.
Advice on forming relationships.
How can anyone be so horrible when you two have such smashing, sparkly, wonderful jackets? Haters gonna hate.
Yeah.
Absolutely right, Danny.
Yes. and hybrid cars. So, but my query...
So hybrid cars, relationships, time. Hermaphrodites. Is this the Google woman? We don't know. Is it wrong to love your brother, Alan says, for Baggio? She may ask, does the light go off when you close the fridge door? We don't know. It's not that. She's asking about the first time Alan masturbated. No, she's not. Here we go. Here's the question.
It may seem very banal to you, but it's something I just can't understand.
It's a big one. It's a big question. By the way, look at Lux. She's angry with me because I had to take her to the vets today.
I think she's also looking at the green lasers and thinking, this time.
There we go. Here we go. What things have you put off things because of things that happened in the past? Nice tribute to Kelly Betts, who's sadly no longer with us. But here we go.
And this is my query.
Here we go. This is her query.
What is it
going to be? It's not the ketchup in the fridge. No, it's not why did we vote Brexit.
Can you clarify, Alan, this fashion for doing away with carpets and rugs and just having hard floors?
There we go. That was it. Can you explain the fashion for doing away with carpets and rugs and having hard floors? That was it.
And the answer from Bezic was...
That's it. It's fashion. No, just... It's fashion. Can you believe that? The cats are angry with me. I had to take two of them to the vets to get their boosters. I got scratched. The language coming out of the mouth of this one was disgusting this morning. I didn't know she knew those words. And I took them to the vets and I said they're in a bit of a bad mood. So, you know, and I collected them 5 minutes later. Well, they were absolute sweethearts for us. You little so-and-sos.
They respect the uniform, I think.
Catherine, what the hell is going on tonight? It's gone nine. Let's start.
It's talent night. It's talent night. The night for all your talents. It might be good. It might be shy. But it's talent night. Oh, yeah.
Not too much smoke in the house because the night. I actually have to live here. So... It's talent night. We've just literally lost 2,000 viewers with your song.
Oh.
2,000 viewers. What happened? Disappeared. Talent night. We were going to do this last week. We got banned. But luckily, we had dirt on Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed him. It's I shouldn't really say this, but it's jeff.bezos@yahoo.com. He was an early starter. And we got reinstated. The talent show is happening tonight. Catherine, how... does it work?
Talent. I don't know how it works. It's a mysterious
thing. The
show. All right. Well, you come on, you do your thing, regardless of what it is. We will give you a fair watching and we will shortlist five in the course of the night.
We will pick our five favourites.
We will throw those people upon your mercy and your judgment, dear chat. You will be able to vote.
We have got some on video. And we've got some people that are calling in. I need to download some. I think we've got... No, they can't hear this. Just hang on a second. Okay, they can't hear us, and I don't think. Okay, we're gonna take some phone calls, but we're gonna take them our way.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun show tonight, guys. If you want to take part in the show, then give us a call. Hello, Kirk.
Kirk,
can't hear you. Kirk's microphone isn't working. I think. Kirk, can you hear us? Kirk? Going once?
Oh, hello. What a shame.
Going twice?
Hello? I can't even hear it.
Going three times. Okay, Well, that didn't work. That's a shame. Let's try. I think we're going to get a few of them tonight because there's money involved. So let's try. Actually, let's try this. Let's try doing it this way. Let's try Joseph. Hey, Joseph, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one.
Let me put it on speaker or not.
Joseph, can you hear us?
Yes.
Is it my headphones or yours?
Playing up, yeah, I think. Do you want to swap?
Joseph, can you hear us?
Yes.
Joseph, hear us?
I can, goddammit.
Joseph, can you hear us?
Yes, you stupid nigger.
Whoa, Joseph, can you hear us? Can't hear Joseph there.
Oh,
I'm
what
afraid.
A shame.
Don't know what I was talking about knickers for. Everyone seems to be talking about knickers.
Oh, you heard a bit then.
I think I heard something about knickers. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You are very, very, very welcome. A rude word may have got out there, and we don't like the rude words, but hello.
Ooh.
What?
You can report abuse for that person.
Yeah, you can report it, yeah. Yeah. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, guess what, guys? We can hear him as well. That was the joke, you muppets. And he didn't say the N-word several times. He said knickers once. Right. This may be...
By the way, I ain't got a creepy voice, you weirdo. Oh, have you seen the new hilarious comedy show, Emily Attack Show? Oh, it's good. It's good. It's like, you know Fleabag that was on BBC One that was like really clever, looked at like a woman's point of view and was like witty, yeah?
It's clever. It looked at a woman's point of view. Imagine.
Just take all that away and mix it with the writers of Benidorm and All Star Celebrity Impressions. Put that together.
Rude, I was in that show.
And you've got a winner. Honestly, I haven't stopped laughing. It's amazing. If only Rylan was on it, it would be my perfect TV show. I thoroughly recommend it. 6 stars out of 5.
Okay.
It's a bit salty tonight, isn't it?
Okay. Okay, well, let's... Okay, well, let's try... We think we might have our first talent competition entrance. Let's have a little look-sees. Hello, Lee. Oh, hello. It's Lee. Oh, God.
It's the best one.
It's the best one. So, Lee, you are here for tonight's talent show. You are contestant number one. Catherine.
Whoa. Don't get too excited, though, because you're going to have to download a video and play it.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't do it live. You'll see why. I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Where do I download the video? Have you emailed it to us?
I did. I sent it to you on Skype as well.
But okay, send it on Skype. All right, hang on a minute. All right.
We can do this.
No, that was my previous message. There it is.
Can you download my talent video and play it for my entry? Talent. I would like to introduce it first, though, if possible. The arrogance.
Yeah.
The arrogance of the man. All right, I'm downloading.
Listen, an artist is an artist.
Hang on.
You'll understand when you see it.
Okay, we've got it here. So, would you like to introduce... Oh, hang on, it's playing. Well, I don't want it to play. Would you like to introduce your video?
I will let my art speak for itself.
Right, so that's not an introduction then.
Wow.
That is an introduction.
So when you said, I would like to introduce it myself if possible. Yeah, you should be crying with an attitude like this.
Honestly, I had to channel a character. I had to play 3 instruments at once.
All right, I'm moving it over. So, are we allowed to play it now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Catherine. Look how long that video is.
2:09. Okay. Well, we'll play 2 minutes.
We stop bang on 2 minutes.
Oh, that's all right. It'll be all right. The last 9 minutes is just me sitting there in silence. 9 seconds.
Here we go.
I'm looking down the hole. You're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth and your heart will be mine.
That's quite good, actually.
What? The look inside your eyes drives me from control. Evoking visions of my favourite casserole.
Okay.
And if I eat your heart, I'll also eat your soul.
Recorded this at 1:04 in the afternoon.
When I'm done with that, I'll use your skull.
In Sweden.
As a
what
bowl.
The hell?
Gosh.
What?
This took a dark turn, didn't it?
The night is very cold. I'm feeling kind of weak.
He said 3 instruments.
I think I'll make myself a cap from your right buttock's cheek.
Shut up, Lee.
And then I will go walking with my little dog.
He's the current winner.
And
yep,
then
you're
I'll bury you underneath the log. It rubs the lotion on its skin.
Oh, I see.
What is this?
Or else it gets
not seen Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, no, I don't really, I didn't really like it.
I get it.
On its skin.
Or else I thought you were singing about penis.
No.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Look at Lee loving it. Look at Lee loving it. Look.
It puts the lotion in the
basket. He's loving it. Look. He's loving it. Look.
Bitch, put the lotion in the fucking basket.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Did he just drop the F-bomb?
And it does.
That's a big shed.
I think that's his house, unfortunately. If it's a shed, it's impressive. If it's a house, not so. Just gonna keep. Oh.
What's he gonna do now?
If we see his peen, it's an extra 5 points.
State of that.
Don't be so rude. State of that. Don't be so rude.
It worked.
I enjoyed that.
It wasn't the F-bomb. It was, I said flipping.
No, you didn't.
Look at the subtitles. I put the subtitles on it.
Oh, it's true, actually. It did, in the subtitles.
Yeah, we
did
must
say
have misheard
that.
Then, huh?
Yeah, we must have misheard. Lee, you're the first. What I can definitely say
give
about
that. Give us the
that,
meat. Give us the meat.
Someone
give
liked
us
it.
The meat.
Current
give us
winner.
The meat.
What I can say. Well, I'm not current winner. I would definitely say.
He's in the top.
You were. Well, no, I would definitely say you were the first entry that we've had tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
And what are we doing? Are we going to give scores out? I reckon we give scores out of 20 each. We don't discuss it, and then we'll add them up a bit later on.
All right, isn't it okay? Isn't it a little bit tricky when we've not heard what else? No, fine.
No, of course it's not.
Let's just do
this.
We
can always mark him down later if.
I'll just say one thing. Just say yes? One thing. If yes? That wasn't good enough to win, I can also do. I'm really good at drawing as well, and I'll happily throw one of them in. Like
you're only allowed.
Like a pick and mix of talent.
You're only allowed one entry. But thank you for that, Lee. That's definitely. Thank you, Lee. And brave for being the first entry.
What a brave, brave man.
Let's go to entry number two. It's Milky Daniel. Good evening, Milky.
Hello, Catherine and Lee. How are you?
Okay, all doesn't right. Know my name. All right.
So the thing is, I'm trying to find someone that is well connected, and I thought about you. Like.
Okay. And is that for the talent show?
You know the London School of Economics, like LSE?
I do, I've been there, yes.
So that's the thing, I would like to make a speech about the cubic postcode.
Okay.
Let me just Google their
would you,
phone number for you.
Would you like to enter that in the talent show tonight?
In the?
Talent show that we're doing right now. If you look at, if you just turn to your left, look over there, there's an audience of 2,563 people watching you.
That's quite good, but it would be better if they were at London School of Economics.
Well, okay. Have you got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to write this number down and phone them tomorrow morning, I'd say between the hours of 9 and 5. You ready?
But I didn't go to the website, lsc.ac.uk.
Okay. Why don't you phone them?
Well, because I'm not well connected,
no.
Catherine.
Okay.
We're not like, academics, so...
I need someone that is well connected.
Are you here for the talent show or not?
Talent show?
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'm going to give him a mark.
George, you're a fanny.
Okay, so we've so actually I gave him a higher score than Lee.
Same.
It's a genuine talent show, right? It's a genuine talent show. You can phone up, you can sing, you can do whatever you want. Silly is greatly appreciated. I'm just having a little look. Now some of these are. Purchasements. Hang on a minute. I just need to have a little look at what we got here. So we got that from Richard. Oh,
Gary's put some money in the prize pot.
Oh, hang on.
Hasn't he?
I've got to try and work it out because some of these are people buying stuff. No, we got. All right. Let's. Hey, Lino. I need a guarantee none of this is going to Gatford. All right. Hang on a minute. Well, let me just write all these down then because I think these are all legit. So. The prize pot is growing. So we got that plus that plus that. And by the way, thank you very much indeed to Philip and to Gary for donating and to Lino, first time watching the show. Thank you, Lino. To Mark, it is appreciated. To Dom, thanking you. Paul. Paul, that's more than a couple of quid, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. But that's it so far. We'll give the total out at the end. I reckon first place is going to be closer to 300.
Yeah, this is looking good.
Let us go to... is Peter Clint a footballer? Is Peter Clint a footballer, guys? Can you Google it for me, Catherine?
Figurative painter, member of the Stuckist movement.
Well, then he sounds legit. Let's call him. Let's call Peter Clint, the artist.
Looks like a nice family man.
Doesn't it?
What could possibly go wrong?
Hello, little boy. No one can hear you. No one can hear you. Your fake names are rubbish. Your fake names. Which one are you in that picture then? Are you the dad? Are you
pajamas.
Are you the dad? Are you the dad? Bye-bye.
What a muppet.
So, what do you reckon?
There's a picture of a nice kind of all-American family, and then the boy's like that. Okay. Ah.
Here we go.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
And hello, contestant Ryan.
Number two, Ryan, what have you got for us?
I've got a little song to sing for you.
Okie dokie, here we go. Let's have this. Ladies and gentlemen, singing a little song for us, it's Ryan.
There's a party on the hill, you want to come? Bring your own penny whistle and a bun. Who's your very best friend? There's a party over there with a snake in the ear. O-U-T stands out.
Okay, technically O-U-T spells out.
Yeah. Tell me about that song. Is that something you've been, your own composition, or is that an old classic in the family? What's that?
My granddad used to sing it to me every Sunday.
Oh, just a lovely story.
Oh, that story's just got you a couple of extra points from me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith, for the money. Thank you, Gatford, for the money. None to Lino, please, says Gatford. Okay. Well, Ryan, listen, here's the thing, right? If we get one more entrant or less, you've definitely won cash, right? If we get two more entries or more, well, thanks so much for taking part.
Okay.
So we'll have to hang on and find out.
Hang on and find out.
Thanks, Ryan.
So this is how it's going to work, right? When we get to about 11, Catherine and I are going to add up our scores. We're going to get our five favourites, and then you vote who wins. And we'll have to do a little bit of maths as well to see who would. First, second, third, cash prizes. It's looking, the first prize is going to be very, very close to 300 quid.
Yeah.
Very, very close.
It's looking good. I'm looking at the chat and already steaming into the head is Daniel with his LSE phone call. So.
But they don't get to decide it.
We'll be laying out the talent smorgasbord at the end and then you will decide.
They don't get to decide it at this stage. Now, quite often, I got to say, we are getting... let me just try this. They're coming out in full force tonight. But hang on, let's just see what this is. Let's try this because this one... We often talk about how... Because we've got the Skype stream up here. So people are calling in, but generally the trolls don't call in. They Skype him, so they don't have to give their number. And we've said a few times, the names, guys, the names. The names are giving it away. You get a name from someone called Colin Watson. I just think it doesn't sound... I will say... He's legit. I will just say that since the whole Sonny and Shay thing last night, I'm answering the phone with the faders down. We can pick up a prank call from 100 yards.
Do you know why? Because we've done prank calls.
We've done them. Let's get Floydy on. Floydy's got, ladies and gentlemen, we're calling back. How come so many people watching? Because it's a big show and we're getting promoted. We're on the front page of Twitch worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide.
Promoted.
Oh. Hey! Oh, mustn't show bias.
No, but can I?
I'll just turn off the.
Turn the stream off.
I think we need a bit of that.
Floydy's gone the wrong way. Look. Has Floydy got like a bong on his table? Is that a bong on your table?
Right, I've just got to turn this up. It's very, you're very quiet at my
Someone's got lockdown hair. Yeah, someone's got the lockdown hair, Stephen. I'm loving it.
How's it going, Kath? How's it going, Ian?
Very well, thank you. So nice to see you your smiling face.
I tell you how it's going, Floydie. I bought some.
Sorry, bear with me. I will tell you the story.
I got a brand new pair of slippers today delivered to me from Marks and Spencer's. There's nothing to make a gentleman feel better than a brand new pair of slips. There's nothing. It's the best.
How do I turn off the best? He just made the sex noise.
Rubber Dub Do says, band 1 week, front page the next. That's some Max Clifford PR you got going on there. I get the reference. Thank you.
Minimise. And then I can turn the Twitch feed off.
What is this? Is this the act? Is he like doing like a Kaufman thing?
Well, here's the thing. I think he might be doing a Subo. So everyone's guard drops. He thinks it's going to be terrible. And then he hits us with the tone.
Things are going wrong here. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Is this Les Dennis? No, it's not Les Dennis.
I don't really know.
Oh? Oh, hang on. It is Les Dennis.
Mute the Twitch stream, Steve.
I know, I can't find it. I can't find it. Turn it off. I don't understand. I'm going to have to close it all down. I'm trying to find the call.
We'll call you back in a minute.
Who is it? Why am I marking that?
As a piece of performance art, it was incredible. 20 out of 20. here's a prank call, guys.
Oh, good.
Radar's down. Headphones down. This is Colin Watson. Imagine if some guy, hello. Colin Watson. Colin Watson. Hello, hello. What was your name again?
Colin. Oh, right. I have to think about my name.
What was your name again?
Colin?
Floydie's back.
I've got it. Sorry.
Oh, this is great.
Stephen, it's lovely to see you. Okay.
It's nice to see you as well. Sorry to waste so much time.
It's a lot of time you've wasted. A lot. But this is a talent show, and we know that nerves get the better of people sometimes. What have you got for us, Mr. Floyd?
Well, I've written a song comprised of stuff that Dennis Wise said to you I'm a Celebrity.
Stephen, this could go either way, right? This could bring back some great memories.
This is like singing a Mystique song to Alicia.
Or this could totally traumatise me and send me back over the edge.
Well, let's find out which.
Stephen, we're going to shut up. It is over. Let me just get you full screen. Sir, it is over to you.
My only problem with you, and I'll be honest with you, is that you said get me out of here twice. What I don't want to do, really don't want to do, is that we don't have dinner tonight.
Yes, man.
You come back with nothing. Everyone will be upset. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. When you please me right.
Oh, nice.
Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong if you please me tonight.
Oh, Dennis!
Well, you've gone out a couple of times and come back with nothing. People wanna eat, I wanna eat some food. We're all hungry for something. Don't get stroppy, don't be like that. I want to say my piece. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. If you please me tonight. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. Nothing could please me wrong. When you please me tonight.
Standing
O. They can still see your face on the standing O.
I've really enjoyed the other performances so far. Good luck to everybody else in it. Thanks very much, Ian and Kath.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, thank you. You've got to admit, right, now we're not giving away our scores. That was something. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. That was something else, though, right?
Loved it. I mean, it was very good, and it's definitely for one I'll consider.
It was great. That was great. A lot of work. And this is it. Nice. And we're going to add all this money up in a bit. Hang on a minute. We've got Anne. Thank you very much indeed. This prize. Oh, Jay Vokchik. Vodjik. I'm not very good with the J's and the C's, those kind of letter combinations. So I hope I got it right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is some prize pot. It is some prize pot. And that was some song. Thank you. We're doing a talent show tonight. If you're in the UK, call 0203 286 6370. If you're abroad, you can Skype TLNA. We've put the PayPal link in the chat. Bits and subs, that goes to us because it's difficult to kind of pull it out of that pot. Anything that goes into that PayPal gets put on top of the money put there by Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors and by Poseidon Safety. I always want to say Poseidon Security. I don't know why. They're sponsoring this competition. We've got other sponsors for the show. We'll talk about them in a bit. But anything gets put on there, there will be cash prizes for the first three places. What's going to happen is people are going to call in and do their stuff. Me and Catherine will pick our five favourite, around about 11. And you then decide who wins. We'll put the five up. You vote, and the number of votes decides who wins, and we will send them the cash. This is great fun.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I personally have a real soft spot for the weird, the bizarre, and the not very funny. Mm-hmm. Look at my career. So if you also want to sit there and eat ice cream for 2 minutes, I'm saying that could score pretty high. Don't, what I'm trying to say is, don't be intimidated by any of the other acts you've seen. No. It's not a full on, we're looking for more than, you know, classical violinist.
You might just be really bendy.
Bendy person. Not like that. 0203-286-6370
no,
is the telephone number. No, this is someone, isn't it?
Oh!
This is Ollie! This is Hello. Ollie! Ollie, for some reason, it's lovely to see you. I need to push you up a little bit because you're a little bit down there. For some reason, I don't know why, you might be able to help us. Don't worry, I can move that. I'm having...
Who is it? What's going on?
No, don't. For some reason, we've got you down on Skype as Ollie Space.
Oh, yeah.
And we're having a lot of trouble at the moment with really bad made-up names from white supremacists. Okay. So Catherine saw Ollie Space and
I went, nah.
Nah, not a chance. So do you remember why we called you Ollie Space?
No, it's like a thing from Mars away. It's the stupid...
Space is a long way away. Yeah, we know that. Hey, it's nice to see you. How are you doing?
A lot better, like these last 3 weeks. I don't want to jinx it because I'm up and down all the time. But this is the most up I've been for months.
Ollie's had, do you mind me saying what you've had?
Yeah, that's fine.
Ollie's had long COVID for since March, I think, isn't it?
No, May.
Oh, in that case, not so bad.
not quite as long COVID.
He's got middle COVID. It's so good to see you. I saw that you were streaming the other day. I didn't watch because I was kind of dozing in bed and it pinged. And oh, Ollie's streaming. So it's good to see you up and about. And also, milk it. You know these talent shows are based on, well, I'm doing this because my nana died.
Yeah,
and
if we could play Snow Patrol without getting muted, we'd be doing it now.
Yeah, it's been really, really tough. And like winning this would mean everything to me and just make my year
complete.
But
you're not doing it for yourself, are you? Doing it for the hamster that died?
What's that?
Can I ask a personal question? Are those pants on the radiator behind you?
No, surely not.
No, there's a towel. There
a
is
towel? Okay, good.
Fancy if you want.
Good. I just wanted to make sure we were all clear. Well, Ollie, it's lovely to see you. What have you got for us tonight?
I heard that there's money going, so I was like, yeah, I want a bit of that.
Okay, well, you've got to do something.
Yeah, I don't have much talent. That's the issue. So what I've got is, let's see how many bacon crispies I can fit in my mouth.
Yes!
Whilst counting.
Okay, well, what is a bacon crispy?
Do you mean a frazzle, a cheap frazzle?
Well, it's like an off-brand frazzle. That's all probably right. Cheaper.
Can we have a look at it? Who makes it? Bacon crispies.
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's bacon crisps. So the challenge is, how many Sainsbury's bacon... Hang on a minute. Let's
make it a bit more exciting for the chat. Before you begin, chat, how many people... How many...
I reckon it'll be
how
like
many frazzles? How many not frazzles can he get in his mouth?
And how many packets have you got there?
Well, I can get more. There's 6 packets.
Okay. And how do we know...
6 packets.
How do we know that you're not going to swallow or that they won't disintegrate?
They're made of quite sturdy stuff, I'd say, because they're off-brand.
They've got some numbers here. We've got... Robo says 1. Gosh.
1.
Linny says 17. Reich Elliott says 180.
Someone reckons you're going to do all 6 packets.
Getting a lot of sort of late 20s, early 30s. Ollie,
Should I get the other 6 packets just in case? Or do you think I
How confident are you feeling?
By the way, this is exactly what I was talking about when I said, if you want to sit and eat ice cream for 2 minutes, we'll love it.
I would have a few on standby just in case because you never know.
Get them.
Give me a second.
Now, you will know this if you've ever tried one of these tasty corn snacks. They're quite abrasive on the side of the old mouth. So please don't try this at home unless you have a partner who is a nurse.
So far, this is great because this is the first act that is not a song.
No.
That is, I would say, a variety act, an old-fashioned variety act.
It's crisps stroke counting, which I don't think we've had so far. Let me just check my notes. No, we haven't had that
so far.
We've
had songs.
Yeah.
When I say songs, we've had songs. Please don't choke to death. I think you mean to evade slugs on stream.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Here we go. So, Ollie.
It's funny. The numbers are going up from like between 3,000 to... Here we go. Ollie's back. Ollie, we're being asked by someone in the stream who goes by the name of Plankton1975.
Oh, who's that?
Are they vegan?
They are vegan, yeah. They're all vegan.
Okay.
Vegans can have them.
It's just a notion of bacon, you understand. It's not actual bacon.
Yeah. It's been wafted over a pig.
Yeah.
All right. Ollie, well, it's over to you. Away you go. Okay. Away you go.
Let's start. 1. 2.
Oh, this is...
3.
Already some people in the chat are out.
4.
Isaac
is out. 6 packets. 5.
You don't get many in those packets, you know.
6.
It's mostly air.
They look very sharp, don't they?
They are sharp. In that corner of
no
his
chewing.
Mouth. The corners of the mouth. That's
no
the
chewing.
That's the danger zone there.
5.
I hope someone is there just in case one slips down the back.
7.
But he's going to hurt his gums, wardrobe.
No problem.
There are 1,272 people watching this, Ollie.
Wow.
12.
Maybe that person was right about us mocking mental health.
I am a disgusting human being, though, we're right.
Sorry, what was that, Ollie?
He's got half one.
He's got fangs. He's going for the halves now.
14.
Oh, God. Now he looks like the elephant man with his jaws all over the place. Don't spit them out.
Is that packet number? Packet two.
You must stay visible at all times, Ollie.
15 crisps per packet.
Excuse me?
What number are
you? Okie dokie.
What number are
you? That was 15.
16.
Okay. What number are you?
I'm just thinking about the legalities. This is someone with a long-term respiratory illness, right?
You can do it right now, please.
The fans are cheering you on. Paul McCartney's just cheered you. Thank you, King Mike. What was that? What number is that? I've lost count. What number is that, Ollie?
Arsehole.
21.
Oh, it's like Jenga.
he's pulling back. 22.
You're a pervert.
He is a pervert.
24?
24. There's a gap. I can see a big gap in the middle, Ollie. We've just lost three 300 viewers.
They've all gone to get frazzles or as near as dammit.
There's space in there. Don't give up, Ollie. Can someone check what the world record is?
I stopped counting, did you?
He's doing the Teletubbies now. Paul, very tempted to time you out for the joke. He'll be frazzled after this. Apparently the world record is two.
I think he's just sealed. Stop the count!
Could someone please just squash his cheeks together? Ah, she is!
That deserves a quick... Stop!
Oh, he's gonna be sick!
Oh god! Should we give him a moment to clear himself up and call him back?
I'm not interested. The actor's finished. This should be kept private. Ollie, we'll be announcing the finalists at 11. Have a good night's sleep. Have an early night.
I'm just hoping you've got a follow-up act.
Have an early night. God. What was the... I lost count. And that person was right about us bullying people with mental illness.
Not you, me, apparently.
Well,
just me.
Wowzers.
Oh, dear.
William. Thank you, William. Thank you. We're going to do some smart maths later on. Thank you. Hey, Chris Draper, thank you so much. Look at this generosity.
This prize pot is growing.
Peter, thank you. Wordy num num. That's incredible. Thank you. We'll add all of these up and we'll let you know what the prize pot is. Catherine, while I put the link so that people can make a donation to the prize pot, why don't you tell them what we're doing tonight?
I'm genuinely thrilled. We wanted to scout the best talent from Twitch, and so far we've had some excellence. We've had Lee with his creepy song about the lotion moment in Silence of the Lambs. I mean, a true cinematic moment. Daniel made an inquiry about how he would get in touch with the London School of Economics. I don't think he realised he was in the competition, but he has scored quite highly. Ryan sang a song that his granddad used to sing to him.
That was, yes.
And Stephen Floyd sang a delightful song using the words of the bard known as Dennis Wise. And then we had Ollie there with... not frazzles, don't be mistaken, but as near as damn it, from Sainsbury's.
I've just put a PayPal link in the chat. Any money you donate to that tonight goes to the prize pot. You've been so generous so far. We've easily got over another 100 quid to the prize pot. So thank you. We'll add it all up a bit later on. We're going to go through all of these. Around about 11, Catherine and I, we're scoring them. We're going to pick our five favourites. There may be one or two more. It depends on how the scoring works out. You get to decide. First... second, third. There will be cash prizes for first, second, and third place. Sponsored tonight. We should let's do this because this is great. Sponsored by Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, GELaw.co.uk. Richard has been such a big supporter of this of us for so long, and we really appreciate it. He's also given some money to Scott Balcony for some prizes for a thing that we want to try next week. Mm-hmm. We want to try a murder mystery thing next Wednesday with you lot.
For legal reasons, we can't call it, so we're going to call it Hoodo.
Hoodo. But Hoodo.
Hoodo.
And that will what we'll say at the end of each round. And we'll have like maybe the idea we've got, we just came up with it. I dreamt it. And we need to work on it. But the idea we'd have like six or eight of you on Zoom, and one of you, we would tell one of you that you're the murderer, and then people would phone up and question you, and somehow there would be prizes involved.
There'll be a process of elimination.
So GELaw.co.uk, thank you. Tonight's competition is also sponsored directly in terms of the prize pot by Poseidon Safety Management. Thank you all for sending such lovely messages to Nick from Poseidon Safety. He's not been very well. I think he's back on form because the trolling of Gregorian.
It's recommends,
Gregorian hate
yes.
each other. The fact that they're both involved in this competition is delicious because they really do dislike each other quite intensely.
Yeah.
But
I think the donations to the prize pot were less about enticing you than getting one over on each other.
It was a willy measure in competition. So thank you, Nick. Poseidon Safety Management, Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer. Equally as important, and as much as the show could not happen without our sponsors, so thank you so much, Abbey Care Group, Specialist Addictions Recovery Clinics. And I think tomorrow, I did say tonight, but we'll see how we go. Either tonight or tomorrow, we're going to go and have a little look at a video around one of the Abbey Care centres. Mm. I think there's one for Glasgow, which we've not looked at. Any form of addiction, alcohol, drugs, sex, food, gambling, whatever. Go and have a look at their website, abbeycare.co.uk. 25% off if you mention this show. And JPU Records. Such a cool record label. The links are in the chat. Go on, Catherine.
Kawaii Christmas record it is. So it's got some kids choirs from Japan singing the Christmas classics, but it also has some well-known voices from Japan too. Do you know what? You don't need to know who they are. Just know that it's wonderful and it's probably a lovely little addition to your festive
Nightbot
records.
Has just posted the link for all of the companies, and that's the specific link for this album. Use the code TLNA. You'll get 10%, isn't it? 10% mm-hmm. off
anything on that site
from JPU Records. And this show and this could not happen with out those guys. So, thanks. Meanwhile, the competition continues apace. 0203 286637. We've got some videos that we will go to in a little bit. I just want to listen to this message. Okay, well, that's that person there that's doing that. Okay. Nah, not playing that game. Not playing that game. Not playing that game. It may be a fun game, but I'm not playing that game. I mean, we've got the mic. We've got this call down because this is a prank. Here we go. Hello? Told ya.
No, come on now.
Come on now. I think we should go to one of our videos.
It's school night, isn't it? Isn't there homework to be done?
I think we should go to one of our video.
Oh,
and I need to do that by going here. We've got a few of these on the video. Oh, I tell you what, let's do Dredge. Dredge sent us one. Where's Dredge's? Where is Dredge's? We've got a few of these. This is it. Top of the. Here we go. So I need to just get this here. All right. This is a nice little 46-second one. So this is Top of the Pops chart rundown, 1982 video capture from John Dredge. Oh, hang on a minute. I've not got the volume up. I'm imagining the volume might be quite important in this one.
Maybe it's just a smidge.
Here we go.
For this week's number 10, Chris and the Croissants with Bagel Wrap. At 9, Barry Manilow's mother with Yes, I've Made a Record as Well. At 8, The Arctic Roll Experience and Some Song or Other. At 7, Wartime in Swanage with This Is Poor. At 6, Scout Hut Repair Work with I'm Skint Mother. At 5, Gerald's Gone to Ground with We've Got a Piece of String. At 4, The Ottoman Empire and Lilt. And at three, the masked bands of the Royal Highland Artillery with their version of Bat Dance. At two, John Dredge and the Plinths with Let's Go Down the Allotment. And at this week's number one, Surfeit of Cakes with Obesity's Here to Stay.
That's Is that real? Right, I need... So we're going to write that down. Dredge. I don't know why
he's sending us old John Peel footage.
I want to watch that again because a lot of this made me laugh. Here we go.
For this week's number 10, Chris and the Croissants with Bagel Rap. At 9, Barry Manilow's mother with Yes, I've Made a Record as Well. At 8, The Arctic Roll Experience. And
now, who is this? Because I recognise this face. I recognise
Some
this
Song
face.
Or Other. At 7, Wartime in there Swanage with This Is Poor. At 6...
This made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Scout Hut Repair Work. Look at that picture. This Scout Hut Repair Work made me laugh a lot.
Scout Hut Repair Work with I'm Skint Mother. At 5, Gerald.
These poor people.
Gerald's gone to ground.
These poor people in the sweetie shop. They're being abused by Dredge. It does look like Tim Minchin, doesn't it?
Gerald's gone to ground with We've Got a Piece of String. At 4, the Ottoman Empire and Lilt. And at 3, the masked bands of the Royal Highland Artillery with their version of Bat Dance. At 2, John Dredge and the Plinths with Let's Go Down the Allotment. And at this week's number 1, Surfeit of Cakes with Obesity's Here to Stay.
Okay, there we go. That's a standalone video performance. So this is DJ Scrabshot and Good Enough. Here we go. Oh, you can't hear it.
Oh. Tell you what, though, it was good.
You're in for a treat.
It wasn't even good enough to be shit.
You're a fanny.
Dancers.
You're a fan.
We should have told him. To get very, very rip up the score sheets. Rip up the score sheets.
It's time.
It's Lisa Marie, everybody. Hello, Lisa Marie.
Hello. Ooh.
Can we see you or are we not seeing you this eve?
I don't know why you can't see me.
We can see blackness, my old friend. There we go.
Now we can see.
You had something over
the lens cap.
You had a plaster over it to stop the Russians watching you in the shower.
My dad always done that before when it was his computer, so I just thought.
It's sensible to do. The pervert that runs Facebook does
it. Yeah, he does.
Because he knows he's spying on us. Lisa, welcome to the talent show. Catherine, would you like to...
So excited to see you. I could see that you've got something for us tonight. We've had a few contenders so far, but we're eager to see what you have. You ready?
Not really.
What are you going to do for us tonight, Lisa?
I was going to sing you a song.
Oh, yeah. The floor is yours.
There you go. Good luck.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving farther away. Weren't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of her name, and it's only a game, and I need you. Listen to the words that you say, it's getting harder to stay. When I see you, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you.
Yay!
Oh, you did it, Lisa! You did it! I thought you were going to bail at the start. I'm glad you didn't.
My God. So, for a start, that takes guts. Singing a cappella, my God, you're
oh,
so good.
She's got her clothes on.
Come on now. Well done. How do you feel? You all right?
Yeah. Honestly, I was like nervous but excited at the same time.
There we go.
You did it, mate. I thought you were going to bail, and I'm so glad you didn't. That was wicked.
Chat's gone nuts.
Chat is gone nuts. Well done. Whoop, whoop. Awesome. The fire emoji. I'm assuming that means that she's on fire, not they're going to burn the house down. That would be inappropriate. Well played. Flipping awesome. Great job. Number one, number one. Here we go. There's the real winner. Lisa, well done.
Thanks,
that's
Lisa.
That's really, that's a big thing to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ah, brilliant.
Thank you. We got, all right, we got some more calls. Sure you can participate. Put the fader down. Hello, who's this, please?
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Amy. Wait, let me see if I can... My webcam on. Is it working?
We can see you.
Okay. Hey!
We can see
you. Nice to meet you.
How do you get that belt to stay on the door handle? I can never get the belt to stay there. It somehow ends up on the floor.
Well, mine too. My cat plays with it all the time.
What? Oh, we have a cat on
person.
Suddenly you're pushing to the front of the queue. This is a very, very cat-friendly stream here. What cat have you got?
Oh, she's just an old stray that we rescued a couple of years ago. She's very old, so she's not going to show up because she's a bit grumpy. But
the best. Well, hey, did you say Ame?
Ame, yeah.
Ame, lovely to see you. Are you here for the talent show?
Yes, indeed.
What you got for us? What you got?
So someone who participated earlier inspired me a little bit to do an a cappella myself.
Okay. I thought you were going to say to do some more maths.
Or I was thinking, do they sell frazzles over there?
Oh, no. Hell no. Everything but math.
Okay,
so,
good.
So I'm going to sing, if you're familiar, it's French. If you're familiar with Edith Piaf.
Yes.
Catherine, speak in French to our guest.
Je parle un tout petit peu de français. Ça fait longtemps que je ne parle pas. Tu viens d'où alors?
Je parle très bien. Moi, je viens du Canada.
Aha. Ah, okay.
French-Canadian over here.
French-Canadian. So it's slightly different, isn't it, the French? Or significantly different.
Yeah,
the French.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. It's kind of
it's very different dialect.
No,
yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Canada are you from?
I'm in Montreal, actually. Montreal, Quebec.
I've been to Montreal once. I was there for a week many years ago, and it was beautiful. And I went to bed one night, and the streets were clean and empty. I woke up, and there was about 4 foot of snow the next day. It was
it's very, very snowy right now, actually.
And it just came overnight, and it was a beautiful city, and then it was an incredibly beautiful city. I love Montreal. I want to go back
one day.
I
would love to go to Canada one day.
It's the two extremes, yeah.
Well, then, please, we're going to shut up. Over to you.
Okay.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose.
12 heures. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je t'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was so good!
You won't be able to see. There is a tear. There are tears.
Oh my God!
Babe, I have shivers down my spine. That was so good.
Thank you.
First of
all,
you're getting bonus points for wearing a They Live t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorites. Who are you? That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just a shower singer.
No, this isn't your job or anything.
Oh, no. I work in video games. I know.
Wow. Hey, are you? Did you discover us tonight? Because I think we're on the front page around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, because I used to be very active, you know, in Twitch sings and stuff like that. And then, you know, I was looking just for people singing and stuff. And I saw your thing on the Discovery thing. And so,
wicked. Yeah.
Wow. Wicked. Awesome. I'm glad you did.
I gave you a follow.
Oh, you're going to make yourself known in the chat. You're getting a VIP.
Thank you so much.
Listen,
in chat, I'm okay, Fred. Actually,
okay. Thank you. That was really, really special. Thank you. And it's really nice to make you acquainted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, things just got very interesting, didn't they? But it's not our decision. So what we're going to do is draw up a short list, and then the chat will decide.
The poll has ended. Let's get those results in. Let's go to the... I know we can see it there, but let's get the official results in.
Are we going to call the winner?
Yeah, of course we are. Of course we are.
All right.
Right, so we're going to manage the poll, view results. Catherine.
Okay.
Over to you.
We're going in reverse order, right?
Yeah, over to you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tonight. Thank you to everyone who contributed in whatever way, whether financially or talent-wise. It's been quite a night, I think you'll agree.
I keep opening that by mistake. Hang on, sorry. There we go.
Now, looking at the poll, it would appear that in third place, Ollie and the Frazzles.
Not even eating Frazzles. Shoving them in your mouth, Ollie. Well done.
Yes.
What a £150, Ollington. 150 pounds. Congratulations.
In second place, richly deserved.
£225.
Chris and Emily with their Kate Bush tribute.
Well done, Chris. Well done, Emily. Stop the smoke, please. Jesus. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Hang on.
But in first place, people will agree.
Wait for the drum roll to finish.
Star was born tonight.
Discovered us tonight, and we discovered them. Actually, that's going to go on for ages.
It's going to go for ages. Amé, who sang La Vie en Rose.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
Right, we're going to give her a ring.
Yeah, we're going to give her a ring. You're going
to
give.
I don't know whether she wants to do a victory lap.
I'm kind of hoping that we might get another little singy song out of it.
Stand by if you're still here. She's still here.
I want tears. I want tears. If I don't get tears, I'm going to be very disappointed. You're the winner!
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. That's the correct response.
No, don't be sorry. Congratulations. That was stunning.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm like, I can't process right now.
I'm just working out. That is $783 Canadian dollars, thereabouts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was saying that earlier. I was like, my God, if this isn't Canadian dollars.
There you go. Congratulations. That was incredible. You were incredible.
Thank you. I mean, I just popped in here, you know. I was just, like, watching some streams, discovering some stuff. And then, you know, I like to sing in my shower. And I was like, let me just, you know, hop in here for a second. And I'm like... I'm shook right now.
I mean, record stuff. I know it's easier said than done. I could have listened to you all night singing.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, like I was saying in chat earlier, it's like I know I can sing fine, but like I didn't realize that, you know, people liked my voice this much. So
people
I'm just
like your voice.
So yeah, this is definitely a bit of like a sign from the universe that I should, you know, try to pursue that a bit more because I love singing very, very much. And
you're
I never really, I'm into that.
You're very, very talented.
We're so pleased that you happened across us tonight. What a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
Could we?
And I'll definitely come sing again if you want, not necessarily to participate in the talent show, but just in general, you know.
Please
I'm
do.
Happy to...
Could we ask you to sing another song now?
Sure.
Would you, you feel up to it? I don't want to put the pressure on, but would you
it's
feel
fine.
Up to it,
I
girlfriend?
Might be shaky a little bit.
You go ahead. We're going to shut our mics off, and you go ahead. And this is the winner of the first annual Late Night Alternative Talent Show. Amé, thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Do you guys want me to sing the same song or a new one?
You sing chat. Whatever you want to sing.
Chat, I'll ask chat whether you prefer.
Okay,
do you want me to sing the same song or another song?
There's going to be a slight delay, so let's see.
Yeah.
New song.
All right, let's go with a new song.
All right, I'll sing a new song. Now you say you're lonely. I'm very shaky right now. You cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river, I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, 'cause you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Tell me you were true with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove that you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
Oh.
Yay!
Part of me was really hoping, though, you'd be really shit the second time around. You'd just go, and we'd all have to sit through it going, oh my God, what have we done?
What if the real singer fell out of the wardrobe?
And someone said, could you sing at Ollie's funeral? Ollie was the person that shoved crisps in their mouth and then died, unfortunately. Thank you. I am going to whisper to you to find out PayPal. I don't know, do you have PayPal or whatever? I'll get your PayPal details. I'll get that money over to you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. And stay
super
in touch.
Thank you all. Thank you, chat. Thank you for all the love. I'm not processing. I'm probably gonna cry in my bed later tonight.
Oh, could you film yourself crying and send it to us later on so we've got some emotional.
We'll make an emotional montage.
Oh, mate, if you just say hello in the chat again so I can see you, and I'll whisper to you, and we'll get your PayPal and stuff. Thank you so much. Have a lovely night. Bye bye. And we have the £50.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten about the person who deserves an honourable mention, right?
Who's going to get the honourable mention, Katarina
Boyle?
Well,
obviously.
It's me.
Lisa Marie's performance represented a whole lot more than a brilliant performance.
Lisa Marie, for those who are new here, she has been phoning us since very early on. And the confidence growing her is amazing. And then seeing her tonight, chat, and I know that she was saying, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. And there was a moment tonight when I thought, oh, no, she won't. But she did it. And for me, it wasn't just about the singing. It was about the journey over the past few months. So Lisa Marie,
we saw someone blossom.
If you're not in the chat, I don't know if you are, but we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we will definitely sort that out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
No one mention it.
Don't mention it. Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
I've just put the internet, your show on, and I've just seen Talent Show.
It's literally just finished.
Oh, dear. I did know about it, but I'd forgotten.
Okay, well, maybe next year.
Yeah, anyway, who's won it then?
It was a wonderful Canadian singer called Ame, who sang in French, and it was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, great. I someone told me about it a few days ago, or about a week ago, I think. That's it.
Oh,
we're going to do it again sometime.
I've got you on now. Would I be able to hear myself in a minute on the
screen? If you put the phone down now and do it, because we're about to finish, Nigel. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. What a way to end the show. Lisa Marie, you should have that money in your account now. Ollie, you should have that money in your account now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was an absolute joy tonight. What fun. Well done for the sparkly jackets and all of tonight's special effects. Are done by this chump over here.
Da, 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 Jean-Michel Jarre.
Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, but no, please no more da, smoke. I've got to sleep da, in this da, shit. Da.
Coronavirus.
No!
We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus.
Take it away. Coronavirus. Go away. I don't want it anymore. Please go away. I heard you say. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. Don't go about that anymore.
So
it's the coronavirus.
It's long, isn't it?
Take it away. You don't want it anymore.
Please don't take it away.
Cha cha cha.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row?
Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.